This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. People have been changing their habits here in the U.S. after revelations about our government's surveillance of phone records and online data. An example, a jump in the use of search engines that promise more privacy. Will Aremus has been following this for Slate magazine. Will, what are we talking about here?
So let's talk about this service called XQuick. It's based in the Netherlands, which is its first big advantage, actually. Because its servers aren't in the United States, that makes it tougher for the government to get access to them or to put leverage on the company. What they do is they do not log your IP address. That's the number that identifies your specific computer out of all computers in the world. They delete your search history, and they don't use any tracking cookies that web pages put on your computer that follow you around the web and feed information back to those websites. XQuick doesn't do that, and it calls itself the world's most private search engine.
So what's the status of Ask Jeeves?
I don't know. I haven't asked Jeeves anything for quite a while, I have to admit.
I'm obviously saying that in jest, but do you think people are really thinking about this?
You know, people probably should be thinking of this, but it's honestly a lot of work. There are some upsides to being tracked all over the place. I mean, Google gets to know your preferences, so I think most people will just skip the trouble and accept the risk that someone at the NSA is seeing what they're doing.
Before we go, and while we're talking about Prism and secret surveillance, what's the biggest summer reading book?
Yeah, Amazon.com is reporting a big spike in sales of George Orwell's 1984.
Aha.
Big Brother is watching you. Amazon is watching us buy 1984 and tracking it. I think some of these people are buying 1984 and sending it straight to their representatives in Washington. Maybe a little symbolism there.
Will Aremus, tech blogger at Slate magazine. Thanks for joining us, Will.
Thanks for having me.